Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly met for nearly 2 hours last night to advance several items, including school funding and a member's resignation. Early in the meeting, members added 2 funding items to the consent agenda before passing it. They approved $150,000 to replace the Seward High School gym floor and authorized an $800,000 transfer to the Land Trust Fund. The consent agenda also finalized the resignation of District 1 Representative Scott Griebel. Griebel stepped down from his Kalifornsky seat to take over as the Borough Solid Waste Director. Voters elected him to the Assembly in October 2025. The Assembly will appoint someone to fill the vacancy until the next regular election on November 3rd. Voters will then pick a replacement to serve out the final year of the term. Other approved items include accepting state disaster relief funds for salmon and cod fisheries and authorizing Central Peninsula Hospital to develop a new dermatology clinic. Members also approved an agreement for the Alaska Land Mobile Radio System, vacating right-of-ways in the Fritz Creek and Seldovia areas, and confirmed 2 appointments to the Planning Commission. The Assembly introduced several ordinances that will get a public hearing at the next meeting. One appropriates $950,000 to maintain surplus school facilities in Glyvisk, Seward, Sterling, and Kasilof. Another seeks to update solid waste disposal fees and late penalties. The Assembly also introduced an ordinance to fund subdivision projects in the K Beach and Kasilof areas to prepare them for a fall land sale. Finally, the Assembly addressed the recent conveyance of the former Nikolaevsk school property. Assemblymember Willie Dunn moved to reconsider the transfer. He cited concerns from constituents about conveying a public facility to a private organization without enough public input. The motion to reconsider failed in a 3-6 vote. The next regular meeting is scheduled for August 7. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is expanding its reuse program at the Homer Transfer Facility. The goal is to pull items like lumber and metal out of the construction and demolition cell before they are buried for good. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Machicki says the effort comes down to keeping functional materials out of the landfill.
There's nothing that bothers me more than seeing perfectly good materials being put in the ground that I could use, let alone thousands of other Peninsula residents, lumber, metals, materials, wheels, things that people can and will use.
Machicki says the borough formed a recycling working group with staff, volunteers, and community members to look for ways to expand reuse and prevent the cell from reaching the end of its usable life. Volunteers with Homer Drawdown proposed helping salvage usable materials at the Homer facility. Aaron Ford is a community organizer with Cook Inlet Keeper, which supports Homer Drawdown. He says volunteers are already diverting a steady stream of usable items before they reach the facility's only active landfill cell.
So we're diverting everything from plywood, 2x4, all manner of usable wood products. We have diverted several stainless steel kitchen apparatuses. There was a beautiful cast iron sink. Things like that that just don't need to be buried there.
The Homer Project is part of a broader push to update solid waste management across the peninsula. The borough says the construction and demolition cell at the Homer facility takes in about 9,000 cubic yards of material every year. Ford and Machicki say keeping that much waste out of the ground reduces carbon emissions and protects the local environment. Machicki says the borough recently restarted mixed paper and cardboard recycling after installing a new baler at the Central Peninsula Landfill. The borough is also launching a tire shredding program and working with an in-state processor to recycle plastics locally. Ford says the idea behind the Homer Project isn't new. He says residents used to be able to salvage materials directly from the landfill, and that community appetite never really went away.
Like there were in the old days, you could just go right up there and pull whatever you wanted out of the pile. And so there's a lot of community energy behind this. A lot of folks wanted to get back to those days.
Volunteers are at the Homer transfer facilities on Saturdays to help residents sort their items and share information about the impacts of landfill waste. Volunteers hope to expand how much material they can intercept before it reaches the cell. More on the Homer transfer facility is at kpb.us. More on Homer Drawdown's No Scrap Wasted project is at inletkeeper.org. An overturned semi-truck spilled fish and fuel on a section of the Seward Highway on Friday night. The rollover closed the road outside of Seward during one of the eastern Kenai Peninsula's busiest weekends of the year. Alaska State Troopers say they were dispatched to milepost 15 of the highway near Primrose Landing around 9 p.m. Troopers found the semi-truck and two trailers overturned, spilling salmon, diesel fuel, and oil across the road. Two people who were inside the semi-truck were taken to Seward Providence Medical Center with minor injuries. Troopers say a preliminary investigation suggests the truck was traveling too fast for the environmental conditions. A Department of Public Safety dispatch says the driver was not intoxicated. In all, the highway was closed for about 8 hours, reopening around 5 a.m. Saturday morning. The closure came less than a day before one of Seward's busiest times of the year, 4th of July weekend, and the town's annual Mount Marathon race. A spokesperson for the Alaska State Troopers on Monday could not provide the name of the semi-truck company and referred questions about site cleanup to other state agencies. And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. You can email news tips and story ideas to news at kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. This morning on the coffee table at 9 a.m., we'll have a preview of Concert on the Lawn, including live performances by Madeline Moore and the Copper River Band, plus information about parking, tickets, vendors, and more. That's this morning at 9 a.m. right here on KBBI. The concert's coming up on Saturday, July 11th from noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. We'll have live music from local favorites, including the Spit City Slickers, English Bay Band, and the KP Brass Band. More information is at kbbi.org. Listening. Good morning.